Body Mind Spirit Radio welcomes you to On the Edge with Chrissy Blaze, where the truth is revealed about many controversial and thought-provoking issues. On the Edge dares all thinking people to put their caring into practical action. Now your host for On the Edge, Chrissy Blaze.
Welcome everyone to the 11th day of February 2014. It is 1 p.m. Eastern here at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And yes, the program is On the Edge with Chrissy Blaze, and she has a very, very special guest today, White Eagle Medicine Woman of the Whirling Rainbow Foundation. Without any further ado, your host, Chrissy Blaze.
Thanks very much, Annette, and it's my great pleasure to welcome onto my show White Eagle. And you're calling in from Austria, isn't that correct?
Finished a seven-month tour with Grandmother Drum across Europe.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. Well, we're very honored to have you on the show, and I know a lot of people are interested in your work and have been looking at the link to your website, which we're going to be talking about later. But on this show, I love to have people who are making a difference in the world in different ways. There are scientists. There are spiritual people who are kind of on the edge of their particular discipline. And I know through knowing you, as I have done over the last few months, that you are certainly a pioneer in a way. And on the other hand, you have a sort of side of you which goes back to the ancient roots. Would you agree with that definition?
Well, thank you so much. That's a very generous words. And yes, I have been walking in the spirit world for many, many years with the indigenous communities across the world and my own path. And, from your wonderful reading you did with me, born an Aquarian and born to really be a humanitarian and global figure. So it suits me just fine.
That's great. I'm actually just was watching again your fantastic documentary film, which we're going to give links to later in the show where people can see this. And this film was 7 years in the making and was an award-winning journey, if you like, about your path, and, you know, what it means to the world, what it means to us. And I wondered if you might, White Eagle, share with us your background, how this happened, how this film came about, and your own journey, and how you evolved to the point where you are now. I know that's a lot to ask for an hour show.
No, that's easy for me. And first of all, I just want to say it's a great honor, and I want to start off by saying my life or the path that unfolded for me is much like your name. You know,
yes,
I see the word Christ in your name, and I see the word fire in your name. So I just have been through initiation by fire since I was a small child, through incest as the age of 2 to 6, and injuries and near-death experiences that could fill a shop with. This became my spiritual walk in my desperation of my own psyche. I went to many, many teachers and started working with many Native American teachers, Eastern teachers. My name Siraj comes from an Eastern mystic, Osho. I walked many paths, African, you know, to really ask the questions I wanted to ask of my life, and then the, you know, context I was raised in, which was Catholic, you know. So I had all of these different pieces, you know, in my childhood. And then as I grew into an adult, I really began to question who I was as a woman in the world and why I had these gifts of speaking to the spirit world and being able to be in trance medium, and how each of these near-death experiences just advanced my skills, though I didn't think I chose those as my schooling. It just unfolded, you know. And it's definitely been a path of fire. And it's allowed me to burnish so many illusions in such a dynamic period of time. Between the project I'm doing now, which is the International Grandmother Drum Project, and my previous life before that, I've traveled more than 1 million miles of the planet, touching more than 1 million people in probably 25, 30 countries now. And them touching me, I always say, because I'm the one that gets the burnishing from everyone. And I received the vision of the grandmother drum and its mission through a series of dreams and visions that I had with grandmothers that have been visiting me since I was a small child, that I call the grandmothers. They're indigenous of many nations, and they consider themselves ageless. And then in mid-2000, I started receiving many transmissions from the grandfathers and the archangels and Metatron and people that I normally didn't communicate with started calling my number. And so I began to offer these teachings to the world through international online programs and things like that. And they were really wonderful teachings about preparing us for the Great Initiation of 2012 and beyond that we're in. And the grandmother drum was really the signal of a pulse of a new kind, a galactic seed that was being planted on Earth. Of a pulse and how we were going to have to find our way through this new orientation. And for me, Grandmother Drum has been my master teacher, just absolutely master teacher, because it only is the heartbeat of love that we are. There's nothing else. And there's no dogma. There's no, you know, yantras, mantras, meditations. It's just pure vibration. And it's a direct transmission of light and love. And so that's when I started receiving this vision of this giant drum that would be the largest drum of its kind in the world. I had no idea how to build it and, you know, many things mm-hmm. that we do when we get this, our visions given to us. And I just trusted moment to moment that those steps would unfold for me. And it's brought me the last 13 years of my life and 500,000 miles of travel with Grandmother Drum.
I was very interested to see in the film White Eagle how the drum evolved, and I'm very interested to hear also that you talked about, you know, in the beginning was the word, you know, the AUM, the sound, the vibration, as you say, and I wondered if you could tell the listeners about how this drum is made, because parts of it are so fascinating, about the crystal inlay and so on. Perhaps you could explain a little about that, and its significance would be wonderful.
Yes, of course. Well, to Native people, our Native people, and I'm part Native American, is that, you know, the drum is really the heartbeat of the universe and the heartbeat that lives in all life. And the drum in every ceremony is considered the center, you know, in every dance and in every ceremony because it speaks directly to the soul. We use it to do, you know, past life recall and journey work because it connects us to the first heartbeat we heard as one cell in our mother's womb. And there is an imprint from when we chose to come into this body that is our commitment, our higher purpose, as we say. And that was plugged in at that time. So when we do journeying with the drum, we get the sense of connection to the soul of our soul, you know.
Wow.
And the science part of Grandmother Drum is even more phenomenal because I'm not a techie. I have no real you know, left brain part of me, but, you know, I dropped out of physics in high school, but I have been getting the most advanced physics from them, which is quite uncanny for
really?
Me, and I had professional sound healers and scientists test Grandmother Drum after I got all this design work from them, and they wanted me to inlay a triple spiral of crystal inside the bowl of the drum. It's like a big kettle drum. And in a specific pattern, even within the triple spiral. Like it didn't trace it exactly. They were put at certain points of the spiral. And then we connected them up at the end just kind of with a photograph and just said, well, what shape does this make? And I had, you know, people that were into sacred geometry and stuff and started to tell me after what I built. But when we were building it, when we were inlaying the crystal, we began to go through sort of a healing crisis. The man and I that were primarily doing the deep part of the woodwork, and we were in a teepee, which is a pyramid,
right.
And we were building this year-round in Alaska. Imagine that, in a teepee. that's a story unto itself. But the bowl was upside down, so imagine it upside down in the teepee,
right.
Building it that way. And it wasn't quite in the center of the teepee, and we didn't know that. But when we inlaid this triple spiral, all of a sudden we started getting dizzy. And then we had the drill in our hand, and we were putting in these crystals. And all of a sudden, our arms were going like translucent blue, and we could see our luminous body, and we couldn't hold the drill anymore. We thought we were going to drill through our arm. And so we both said, let's just step outside. It was a cold winter night, and we just looked at the full moon and said, something's happening in there. And I said, you know, I'm wondering whether that is because the spirals are going kind of cocky, you know, because the drum's not in the middle. So we went back in, and sure enough, we took a tape measure around the teepee, and it was about 2 feet off to one side. So we stuck it in the center, and all of a sudden we stopped being sick. Oh, well, there's something to this. And then we started detoxing. And my friend had allergies as a child, and he took a lot of Benadryl as a child. And all of a sudden he's sneezing Benadryl for a week. And we thought, wow, there's something to this, you know. But we really didn't understand it, and it took me a decade of using Grandmother Drum around the world to see the power of this matrix. If you could draw it in three dimensions, it's a triple spiral, what we call the Celtic triple spiral. Many people have seen it before.
Right.
The famous symbol at Newgrange in Ireland. And it's the triskel, and it means life, death, and rebirth on the spiritual end. But if you could draw it in three dimensions, it would produce a star tetrahedron. There's three spirals that go upward and three that would go downward and create that double pyramid, that, you know, Star of David. And so what it's creating is an active Merkaba. What's known as the Merkaba or the Merkaba that Drumbelow Melchizedek spoke so much about in the Flower of Life work. So all of a sudden we had this active vortex, and we began to have experiences with people that were out of normal reality, people seeing other beings that were across the veil and people that didn't have this gift normally during the activations. They had health things clear up miraculously after initiations, even after an hour under it. And so that's when I started to ask science people to get involved and ask them, what did I build? And I say that my life is sort of the cross between three fun movies, Close Encounters, Contact with Jodie Foster, and Indiana Jones.
So, I like that.
Except I'm Indiana Jane. I was named by my staff. So I was onto this magical mystery tour of building a active portal that could not only open up the human energy field, but also ley lines of Mother Earth, you know, acupuncture points of Mother Earth that Native people call sacred sites.
Wow. This is so fascinating.
Now, it depends upon how far the rabbit hole you want to go. As I always say to people, I could take you down the rabbit hole, but, you know, it's
I'd love
quite
to go down the rabbit hole. I think, White Eagle, what might be a great idea at this point is to play one of your amazing songs, and then after that, see what you think. And after that, our producer can plug in some, you know, some of your website links and how people can get to know more, and then we can come back and carry on the discussion, because I know people would love to hear it. So perhaps this is a good point. What do you think?
Yes, she has to speak for herself here.
So let's, let's have the first song, shall we?
Sure.
And we'll resume after that. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You are listening to On the Edge with Chrissy Blaze, and her most honored guest is White Eagle Medicine Woman. Sorry about that. You just heard A Cosmic Melody by White Eagle Medicine Woman. Beautiful, beautiful piece. You can find the CD and the DVD, as well as more information, at www.whirlingrainbow.com. We do hope you visit that website. Fabulously interactive, a lot of wonderful information, not only about the music and the video, about White Eagle Medicine Woman herself, as well as the Whirling Rainbow Foundation. So we direct you again to www.whirlingrainbow.com for more information about the great music you just heard, much more wonderful music you are about to hear, and the continuing discussion with Chrissy Blaze and her guest, White Eagle Medicine Woman, live here today, the 11th day of February, 2014, on the Edge with Chrissy Blaze.
Thank you so much. I think White Eagle, that was probably the wrong word to describe that as a song. It was so beautiful, and the feeling that comes across when one listens is harmony. And I believe that harmony as love is what the world needs, because if we had harmony, this vibration of harmony, how could there be war? I mean, what do you agree with that?
Absolutely. You know, I have had a pretty amazing experience here. I'm in the hospital, as you know. I had a total knee replacement of my right knee after about a million miles of traveling and climbing the world and being born bow-legged. And so I went through an experience here about four nights ago where I almost died. I got told the hospital that I couldn't take heavy medication because I'm so sensitive. I never have taken even aspirin in my life. And I told them I wasn't from this planet, and they all kind of chuckled a little bit. And I said, no, really, you have to listen to me. And when I came out of surgery, unfortunately, they didn't quite listen to me and gave me too much IV of a morphine-based painkiller. And in about 11 o'clock at night, I started to go down. And by 1 o'clock in the morning, I was blacking out, and my chest went numb, and I couldn't breathe. And this was exciting experience that I haven't had in a long time. And during this experience, what I learned, which I never really knew to this extent, I've always known the drum is such a powerful harmonizer. You know, people have been healed under our drum phenomenally, from, you know, cysts being removed after somebody got a sonogram and the next day did an activation and then went back to the doctors and the sonogram showed that the cyst was gone, to people having monumental spiritual healings and such. But, you know, direct, instant physical healings I hadn't witnessed in my own body in such a way as I did just a couple of days ago. I wound up having to go absolutely cold turkey with no pain medication.
Oh,
and, you know, knee surgery is said to be one of the most painful in the world of any surgery. So, and I had not only my knee replaced with prosthetics, but I also they cut my bone because I was 28 degrees bow-legged in that leg, okay? So imagine that they cut my bone with a saw and straightened it. So, I mean, I'm trying not to be too graphic, but it's what happened. So I am like 2 days out from it and now can't take anything because the stuff kills me. So I decide, okay, well, I say that I'm a medicine woman, so I should be able to do this, right? And, you know, where are the greats? I have to be, like, one of the greats. I have to be inspired to be greater. So I started my affirmation work, and I did it so strongly. I am the hands of God. I am separate from nothing. I am downloading every mineral, plant, everything for my healing right now, and I just didn't stop talking for 24 hours. And I rocked back and forth, and my leg was on fire.
Gosh.
And at one point I said to myself, I can either see this as pain or energy, just absolute energy, and just vitality and fire and electricity. And it went pretty well, except when I got in any sense of fear. And then it got, you know, to the point where I identified it as pain again. And then I thought, well, what do I have with me? I had my CDs here, so I popped in Journey of the Heart. And I started to play the meditation of Grandmother Drum that we do live. And within 30 minutes, my pulsations, which were like, all I could call them were like sparking nerves that were just jolting like a spasm that you would have like in childbirth. And all of a sudden, within 30 minutes, everything in my body was harmonized and the pulsations were like this healthy heartbeat. And so I am so alive right now to tell you this story because, you know, I have touched many thousands of people's lives, but I never thought to use my own medicine when I was, like, getting, you know, an open wound surgery that I thought, well, you know, I'm going to listen to what the doctors say. And I realized
right.
I really needed to drop the Western medicine because it's never been my path and just claim my birthright as a divine being of light that we all are. But we just don't really believe that. And I really didn't have enough, I had so much pressure to believe that, that I had an epiphany, I had an awakening, I can't even stop talking about it. I'm just so alive knowing that, oh my God, that wasn't even pain. I used it, I channeled it, I drummed, and it became this harmony. And everything shifted. So I believe that, you know, there's so many studies now with the drum for Alzheimer's, for ADD, for so many things. And what we've seen with grandmother drum, because of this crystal matrix, is a whole different level of healing. It's quantum. It's cellular. You know, it goes right down to the first cell. Because of the spirals, it's exactly how the proton, neutron, and electron spiral and orbit in the atom. So that the crystals are set up to do that work. Because they're in that exact pattern. So I was listening to this Journey of the Heart on headphones because I didn't have the ability to bring my 7-foot drum into the hospital. But but people have been healed from my CD, and they wrote me this for years. But I was like, all right, whatever. They just must love me or something, you know. But. I thought, okay, I have to listen to my own CD now, you know. So,
well, thank you.
And the one track that you just heard is from the newest CD, Living Waters of Grace, which we recorded live in Jerusalem. And it's a very, very special CD. And that's the opening track.
Well, thank you for sharing that very painful experience, which sort of became an initiation. And looking back at your life, a few things that you've said, White Eagle, it seems that you go through these extreme times of crisis and pain that other people would kind of stop them in their tracks, and yet from that you transform. You know, you're sort of like the alchemist and not only learn from the experience, but you pass on this teaching to others, which I think is a mark of a truly wonderful person, you know, if you don't mind me saying. So thank you for sharing that, because so many people listening I know go through pain, and it's a terrible thing, and hopefully this will help them, and I highly recommend that you do get a copy of one of White Eagle's CDs.
Yeah, I
at
think
least
pain
one.
And fear are way overrated. Because
say a little more about
energy
that.
There, you know, it's like so much energy. And as many times as I've been through this, I highly didn't expect this at this time in my life. I had most of my kind of near death earlier in my life. And when this popped in, and you know, just woke me up again to the power of what our native people call this an East teaching, because the East is the sun, and it's the warrior teaching. The sun is the fire or the third chakra where our personal power is. And we don't say, you know, we're a victim of something. We're saying we're being initiated.
Right, yes.
And that's a total Native understanding that, you know, in the Native American sun dance, for instance, men are pierced, you know, like Christ was in the cross. This is a choice to go beyond one's limitations altogether, spiritually, physically, everything. And we're in a time right now, and we have been, you know, leading up to 2012, and we're just not quite finished with it yet. We have about a 3-year grace period where we're going through this absolute tribulation, as the Bible called it, and purification, as the Hopis call. And it's this trial by fire, you know, to burnish the past lives, the stories, and to come into our luminous birthright. And, you know, we're so into instant candy, instant coffee, instant pleasure in America. Like, we just don't want to be initiated. And and then we have all this wonderful spiritual talk, but it has no depth. It has no root. And this is the time where if we don't have the root, you know, we're going off the deep end. Many people are, because they're getting initiated and they're in their story, and they have no look at what's happening through a spiritual set of eyes.
Yeah, exactly. I like
to
the
me,
fact
that's what it's all about right now.
I think that's so important. And I was particularly impressed that you do a lot of work, or have done a lot of work in schools. Is that correct? With your drums. And,
absolutely.
Young people are very, very drawn to them. And you produced miniature drums. Is that correct? Would you like to share a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, when we were raising money to build Grandmother Drum, we had no money. I've never had a dime, and this is how I do everything. I had a vision of building these baby replicas of Grandmother Drum. They're called baby drums, and we've built now about 2,000 of those and another 2,500. We have about 5,000 drums out there that we've built with people to give them a part of the message. They're also, crystals are put into them, and they're activated by Grandmother Drum in ceremony, and we share some of the four core teachings to the Native American path, which is not a Native American path, really. It's a life path. It can adapt to any spiritual path. It's the same as the four noble truths of the Buddhists. I mean, the four agreements that became so famous, like, it has layers in it that everybody has heard within some spiritual path. And I centrifuge the what we call the eight great powers that have over 32 religions of the world that synthesize it into these four teachings. And this is what we pass on in our workshops. And the drum is really considered the center point of the teachings, because if you don't get the technical teachings, or you're not into spiritual philosophy or anything, all you have to do is be immersed in the music. That's it, because the music is where we're all one.
That's a wonderful simplicity about it, which is at the essence, I believe, of all great teaching, is simplicity. White Eagle, people listening actually around the world, because it's internet radio, but we do have a lot of people in North America, and I just wondered that you're currently in Europe and have done a massive tour. Do you have any plans to tour in the U.S. or in this area?
Well, you know, I know everybody keeps asking us to come back home. you know, I will return to Alaska, which is my home, in May, and we'll be home from May until probably October, November in Alaska. We're getting some pops for another tour in America, maybe into the fall. It's quite a bit to organize for us, and we have two other tours sort of back-to-back in Europe and in Africa yet, and another in Israel coming. So it just, yes, if there's enough passion, if there's enough people writing us and willing to host us, which is actually a process to be the organizer. We do everything quite by the nonprofit seat of our pants. So, yes, we very well may do something within 2014-15. We're not sure yet. It may be a short tour, but we've done, two or three tours in America already. And we did 35 states and Canada, and we did a West Coast tour all the way down into Guatemala. We drove 18,000 miles in an RV with five women and Grandmother Drum. So,
goodness.
Yeah, we've done quite the Indiana Jane adventures all over the world. But, yes, we would be thrilled to do some more work at home, and, you know, we just hope that people will just keep letting us know and following our website calendar, because we really we tour from two different sources. One is the grandmothers really guide us, the spiritual teachers that I work with from the spirit world, and the people themselves. You know, if we get enough interest and enough strength, and it does take a strong community. It's a community effort to, as I say, schlep. The Israelis call me the greatest schlepper. Of a 2,000-pound crate that goes air cargo around the world. It's quite
expensive. Yeah, it's not like having a few suitcases, is it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I went from a bag lady to a crate lady, you know. I used to carry 80-pound backpacks. Now I have a 2,000-pound crate. So, but it's quite an interesting story just from the logistical point of view. The guys always like to hear the techniques of, like, how do you get that in a country, and how do you schlep it around, and how do you get it in any buildings, and, you know, so it's an art
form. How do you get it through airport security? No, I'm sure you don't.
Well, no, it goes air cargo, not in any in a regular plane, because the actual bays to the plane that you take your luggage in aren't big enough for the crate. So it goes on a special cargo plane. And it's like shipping a package rather than an airline ticket, because it's like you ship a package to another country. So I'm shipping this as a package, except that it goes on what's called a carnet permit, meaning it's like a passport for the drum. So it's not an import. So we're not paying taxes for importation. A carnet is for performers. It's for people that are, like, mining in different countries,
right.
You know, companies. And they're bringing their equipment in, and then they export it out at the end of their visit. So it gets this special permit that you go through lots of paperwork to get, and that gives it a stamp that this is the value that's in there, and you put down a bond, and then when it leaves, you get the bond back. So, you know, we've had to learn all sorts of cargo logistics. And then we need a truck and a trailer to haul her in the country. So, and usually we travel with anywhere from 3 to 7 staff that are performing and teaching with me, because we need a cook, we need a road crew, and somebody to set up the staging of a grandmother drum and all of that. So on this tour, we had 5 of us, and we traveled in... 12 countries this year.
Can I just ask, White Eagle, have you done a tour of England?
Yeah, we just did our first round in England. I had been to England 20 years ago doing other spiritual work, but we had a fabulous ceremony at Silbury Hill. And we activated Silbury Hill on July the 26th, which is the Mayan Day Out of Time. With the stag of Avebury, which is, I don't know if you know paganism or Celtic spirituality, but he is the guardian of that space. And we had a tremendous time there. We were in Taunton. We were out of the Hurlers, and we were at Stonehenge.
Wonderful. But we have quite a lot of listeners in England, actually, so I thought they might be interested. I suppose you don't have plans to go back there in the near future. Here am I sending you all over the world, and you just...
Well, actually, the grandmothers told us after this that we'll be doing 2 more Europe tours, so we probably will be either summer of 2015, summer into fall 2015, we'll be back, and we do have people wanting us back in the UK. But please help us organize it, because it takes a year out for us to plan a 3 to 6 month tour. It takes a good year. And what we do is we have conference calls once a month internationally for the countries. So we had for a year, we had a 1-hour call with France, Denmark, Belgium. Everybody came on to the call once a month, and we started the organization. So if they have the passion to be part of that, we'll begin an orchestration coming up here anyway for that tour. And the same with America. Once we have a planning group and I get enough people that write us, then we say, okay, let's try 1 call and see if it's going to root. You know, because there's a lot of people that say it, but when they see what it really takes, then they may not follow through. So, and it's a really community-driven project, mostly who sponsors us. So it's healing centers, native groups, crystal conferences, sound conferences, many, many different kinds of ceremonies and groups who want to bring it and see the transformation happen in their communities. And to bring facets of their own New Age communities or Native communities or spiritual communities kind of network better together. And the drum is such a unifier. You know, you just put this thundering heartbeat where 50 people can get on it at a time and people are dancing around. And you don't have to say anything. You just start drumming, and then the whole thing just kind of goes into a fury of passion and love and excitement. And then we follow that with some deep workshops that help people to really take what happens to them after the activation. It's very strong what happens. and help us to actually deepen that healing and apply it to whatever sore spot needs to be, you know, moved or shifted, or to help them accomplish a new healing center they're opening, and giving them the skills and passion to you know, really walk their own visions. Because my life is an inspiration to people. I live my passions, and I don't have money beforehand, and I, you know, I start everything on Spirit told me to do it, I'm doing it, I show up. So I teach people the art of what I call the medicine wheel teachings, of showing up, which is our East teaching, paying attention to what has heart, which is our South teaching, being open but unattached to the form something takes, which is our West teaching, and speaking the truth without blame, our North teaching. So there's layers of these teachings, and I really give people the root of how they can take this medicine and really bring it into action.
White Eagle, at this point, I think it would be lovely to have another, and I'm sure it's a better word than song, is there?
Well, this one, I don't know, you remember what I gave you actually now, but the one track you just heard was very much an inspirational piece. There is more traditional chanting in some of the others, so I don't know which one we're picking now, but thank you for opening up time now for grandmother to speak.
Thank you, and so over to Annette, who's going to play the song, and perhaps after that and some announcements from Annette, the producer, White Eagle, you could say a little bit more about the teachings that you briefly referred to, the showing up, the paying attention, the speaking the truth. Would you be prepared to do that in the last part of the show?
Absolutely. My favorite
Wonderful.
Teaching.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And actually, I would like to mention that we have Birth Chant, Nessa, and the Wolf Chant. White Eagle, is there one that speaks to you that you would like us to hear more now than one of the others?
What was the first one you mentioned?
Birth Chant, Wolf Chant, and Nessa.
Okay, well, since I just feel like I gave birth this week, I think the Birth Chant would be appropriate.
As you wish, ladies and gentlemen. Mother, grandmother drum, and the birth chant.
Yah-heh-oh-yah-oh-eng-neh. Yah-heh-oh-yah-oh-eng-neh. Oh-yah-oh-eng-neh-neh.
Grandmother Drum presenting Birth Chant. You are live here today with On the Edge with Chrissy Blaze. It is live on the 11th day of February 2014, and Chrissy's been in a fascinating dialogue with White Eagle Medicine Woman, and we've been speaking about not only her adventures and her beautiful work that she does, but her partner and her mentor and her guide, my words. Obviously, you're hearing much more descriptive and accurate words from White Eagle Medicine Woman about Grandmother Drum. And we direct you to the website, www.whirlingrainbow.com, for more information about Grandmother Drum, as well as the DVD, which features the beautiful, beautiful film Awakening the Global Heart, which we do hope that you not only watch the trailer for, but then order the DVD and enjoy, as well as how to obtain her first CD, Journey of the Heart, which is a 2004 award winner, winning the Alaska Song of the Year Award that year. So we do hope that you visit whirlingrainbow.com to find out more about White Eagle Medicine Woman and, of course, Grandmother Drum. And for all things Chrissy Blaze, we do direct you to www.chrissyblaze.com, where she invites you to sign up for the Cosmic Cafe, which is her email newsletter, and it will bring you information about upcoming events, lectures, classes, astrology news and views, so much more. So for Chrissy, it's www.chrissyblaze.com, and for her honored guest today, White Eagle Medicine Woman, we direct you to whirlingrainbow.com and welcome you back to the remaining minutes of On the Edge with Chrissy Blaze right now.
Thank you so much, Annette. Welcome back, White Eagle. Thank you so much. And I just wanted to say to people that, you know, you tour the world. You've traveled a million miles. It's incredible, really. And you've touched a million hearts and souls. Your work is global. But you also, for people who know that they can't get to where you are, you have a fantastic, fascinating online program of, I believe it's like 65 parts. And I wondered if you could tell us a little bit more about the teachings that you just touched on prior to listening to your inspired song, and also a little bit about this teaching, too. In other words, explain to the listeners a little bit more about your teaching.
Well, first off, there's several ways people can get involved from around the world. One is that we have a monthly call that's called our Heart of One Spiritual Circle, where I make myself available for an hour a month to the world to ask questions about any of our teachings and our own, you know, initiations that are going on in our own lives and how to apply this work. And so they can register for that on our website. It's just a, you know, free call, and they can get the call-in numbers. The other is these two programs that were completely channeled through me by the grandmothers and grandfathers. The Grandmother's Program is actually a 64-lesson program that is called the Heart of One, Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers. And it's broken up into five parts, which are the five elements, earth, air, fire, and water. But they're done so in a specific way. And then the second program is the Metatron. The Archangel Metatron began to appear to me in 2005 during a tour and asked me if I would be available to, he wanted to give me the 64 teachings of the prismatic fire light body. And I was like, well, that sounds pretty heady to me, you know. But it wound up becoming these powerful mantras, meditations, sound work, initiatory work, and actual teachings of not only our third dimensional body, but our fourth and fifth dimensional body, and what it means to kind of carry these teachings into the human system. And so those two programs are both 64 lesson programs, and they go week by week. So you just get, you know, a 3-page email per week, and then once a month we all talk on the call. So they can really feel free to do that. And then our highlight every year, no matter where I'm traveling in the world, we have one mystery school that goes for 3 weeks. And for the last 4 years, we've been doing this in the Sacred Valley of Peru. And I don't know if you've ever been to Peru, but it's a phenomenal. The Sacred Valley is where all of the famous Inca sites are, Machu Picchu, Sacsayhuaman, the Temple of the Condor, many, many amazing sites. And we combine the teachings of the North American indigenous people, which I carry and I'm a carrier of, and the teachings of the South American Kiro shamans, which are actually very, very similar to the North American teachings, except they just have slightly different names. And so we combine the North and South American 9 core teachings in an 18-day program where we do 2 days in each of these rites. And then we actually do the rites, the initiatory rites, at the sacred site that is related to that skill. So if we're doing a North teaching, for instance, which is, you know, the air and seeing the vision of a bigger picture, it's our eagle view. We call it our eagle view of something, or our condor in South America. So we do that initiation at the Temple of the Condor. So these are really potent initiations and teachings that can be applied very easily to any walk. And we see these teachings within every spiritual path. And it is my pleasure to tell you that this is just really a little over a month away is our highlight program. So people who are interested and have always wanted to go to Peru, this is really, we've polished it after 4 years down there. We have a great team of people in Peru that we work with. And if you really want to have a life change, I mean, it's absolute turnaround life change, you come on that program. So, and it's not only taught by myself, but by a Israeli woman who's also been initiated by the Kiro shamans for the last 4 years, and the Kiro shamans themselves. So we have a really nice combination of North and South American shamanism. And
can I offer the dates?
Actually, right now we have people coming in from Austria, Germany, Denmark, Israel, and the United States. So it'll be translated into 3 or 4 languages during the 18 days.
Wow.
So it's really, you know, ways that people can step in. So here on this show, you know, we can touch upon them because they're really, really simple and they're really, really usable. So we start in the east in our teachings because this is where the sun rises. And
right.
This is the energy we start with. So is that what you'd like to do?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
We have 10 minutes.
Okay. So, well, if I have a 10-minute version, then it's going to go quick. So I already spoke to this teaching because what happened to me this week was initiation. That's the fire teaching.
Yes.
That is not being at the effect of anyone at any time under any circumstance. Being a master of one's own power. So this is represented by the backbone. We say to people, you have a backbone. You can stand up
right.
for yourself. You know who you are. And we say people are like tea bags. You don't know if they have any strength until you put them in hot water. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is the ability to show up to life every day with whatever vision we've gotten and have the courage to act on it. We have many people in the spiritual world that have all these grandiose plans, but they don't have any courage to really take the action on them. They don't trust that, I don't have the money, when I have the money, when I have the time, And when you work from spirit, then you receive your vision, and you are showing up whether you have a dime in your pocket or not for it, or even if you don't understand how to do it. And this is what I did with grandmother drum. I never built a 7-foot crystal inlay drum with a 2,000-pound buffalo hide. You know, I mean, I didn't know how to do it. So it's this power to be courageous that when we get a vision, that we take a step on it. And all we're asked to do is to show up.
Love
that. To show up. Yeah. So, and it's the warrior in the archetype. So it's the warrior definition is someone who shows up without effort and without holding back. So it's not, we don't push and we're not aggressive. We don't use it in the old traditional warrior, which is the aggressor. This is the being assertive, being able to stand up for oneself while respecting others.
That's the first teaching, isn't it? If you like, the courage, the bravery without that.
Yeah, and I can take you instead of down the rabbit hole on this one. This is the Yellow Brick Road. Okay. So we're in Oz. We're in the Wizard of Oz. And this, of course, is the lion. Okay.
The lion.
The lion, right? Get the courage.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Absolutely.
That was such a shamanic movie. It's the one I show on this program because it's such a great shamanic movie. So our south teaching is the south to us is the element of water. It's the heart itself. It's our emotional body.
Mm-hmm.
Where the east is considered our sexual spiritual energy. This is the giver. This is the part of ourselves that can only focus on what is. Okay?
Right.
Only can be grateful. Because our heart can only is designed for giving. So we say the heart is always for giving. It's not for taking or forsaking. It's for giving. So this is the giver. This is expression, an emotional expression, and this is giving our love to everything and everyone. So I could have seen myself as a victim of the doctors giving me too much medication, oh my God, and what I focused on was I get a chance to be my own healer. I focused only on what is, and I cultivate
wonderful.
That. So the glass is always half full. So this has many, many layers of meaning. But that's what it means to pay attention to what has heart. When I get moved by something, then I know that I'm following the right path, when it moves me in the heart. The East teaching is, when did you stop singing if you're not in that power? That's what Native people would say to you. When did you stop singing? Where did you lose your voice? Okay? In the South, they would say, when did you stop telling us your stories, expressing your own life path, being able to express your goodness, and to focus on what is? So this is the gem. I'm really having to synthesize this into 10 minutes, which is like unheard of for White Eagle. And this is the healer, the archetype of the healer. Okay, and we all have all these archetypes in us, and they all have to be online for us to be empowered, all of them. So our West teaching now is the earth element. It's our bodies. It's Mother Earth. And so this teaching is about form. It's about things, what forms things take. So when we receive a vision, and we have to show up for it in the East, and then we have to pay attention to always saying, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I'm getting empowered to make it happen and to be a creator. Then the West says, I'm going to let go of any ideas I have about how it could happen. We'd let go of the form. This is the home of surprise and the unexpected. This is the home of great mystery. Okay, the East is great spirit and the West is great mystery, the feminine.
Mm, right.
This is paying attention to our bodies. Okay, this is what we call the teacher in the archetype, because Mother Earth is our teacher. And how I knew this was the other day, as soon as I got in fear. I mean, I was like panting for 48 hours. I mean, the nurses were amazed that I was going to try to go cold turkey, you know, 24 hours after an operation. And I was like, I'm going to do this. And as soon as I got in fear, then, of course, it came back. Like, all that heavy energy came back. And so it says, be open but not attached to the form something takes. And this is the Buddhist teaching of non-attachment. This is show up 100% without attachment. And this is not the new age, well, if it flows, it's going to be all right, then it's meant to be. No. I show up regardless. I put all my energy in, and then I let go completely of how I think it's supposed to happen. Like, I couldn't even design the initiations I've been through. I couldn't have even figured out how to get Grandmother Drummer out of the world. I mean, I had to let God figure that out. I mean, I just couldn't do it. I didn't have those skills. And it's miraculous every time. I was in Israel trying to leave from the 2009 tour, and I had no money to fly Grandmother Drum home. It was $5,500 to fly her home. And I gave and I gave and I gave to the Israeli community for 3 months. And I'm 2 hours from taking my own flight, and I say to my manager, let's drop Grandmother Drum to air cargo. And they said, what are you talking about? Like, you have no money. And it's not like, you know, you have to pay it like an air ticket. It's not like something you can pay as a bill, you know. And I said, they told me I was coming here. They told me I was going home. And I am in 100% trust. Just take it. Something's going to happen in the next 2 hours. And it did. And they, you know, all blew their doors off. And I said, this is what it means to be open but not attached. This is what it means to surrender and show up fully and know that it's going to happen and take action as if it's already there. And this is a life driven by spirit now. And it's the life of synchronicity. It's the life we all desire. It's the life of pure, you know, magic in our lives. And we're so unable to do it because we want security everywhere and we're unwilling to have it. And then we're bored with our lives because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing is led by spirit. So spirit is considered the driver here, which is the center of the medicine wheel. So our West is our teacher. And it's the question, when did you stop dancing, is what Native people would say, if you lost this power. It's your connection to your body. It's grounding your dreams on earth, practical steps. You know, like, I'm not an airy-fairy medicine woman. I'm, like, doing logistics to get Grandmother Drum around the world. You know, it's not like, oh,
yeah,
well, you know, whatever. No, it's like, whatever, and I'm showing up, and I'm expecting the miracle.
Mm-hmm.
So our North, our final teaching of the four, is the inspiration. It's the air element. It's vision. It's known as the visionary archetype or the dreamer. It's the part of ourselves that receives a message from God in one form or another. A book drops from a shelf. We get a dream. We get a series of messages. And we always say, pay attention to what shows up three times, because that's,
yeah,
you know, that spirit trying to get a hold of you and say, you're the one for this job. And I was like, me? You know, be a peace worker? I'm afraid of conflict. What are you talking about? You know, when I began, I was like totally introverted. And I'm thinking, what? You know, so I said, couldn't you pick a better person? That's what I said to them. Listen, there are far better people for this job. And they said, you know, you're right. However, we don't call the qualified. We qualify the called.
I like that.
And that's through these medicine wheel teachings. That's by taking, showing up. That's by paying attention. That's by letting go and letting something greater than ourselves actuate through us, which is ourselves at a higher dimension of reality.
Right.
It's our
right.
Godhood. And the vessel is just meant to kind of do the mechanics. It's not meant to drive the bus.
Exactly.
So the center is what we call the determiner in our teachings, or spirit, or higher self, or God, or in Native America, Hokshidahe, the high self. And that's the determiner. That's the one that drives the bus. We haven't met the driver in the four directions. That's just the tools. And most of us live our lives by one of the four. Either we live our lives from the mind, which is Western culture, which is the North,
mm-hmm,
or we live from our sexual center, which is the East.
Right.
Or we live by our emotions, and it's up and down and over and around, and then, you know, we're
mm-hmm
up and down. Or we live by our material wealth, and none of those work.
No.
Those are all working from the periphery. And when we get in the
right
center and we work from spirit, then everything happens in perfect synchronicity with the united force of the universe, the one song of creation. And then we're on our magical mystery tour. We're on the yellow brick road, and we've met the emerald city of our own heart.
Wow.
10 minutes.
Thank you so much. You did it in exactly 10 minutes, White Eagle. And I mean, I was really unfair to
book
ask
of records
you
for White Eagle, but
to ask you to present
days,
all
so
of your teachings in this wonderful nutshell. But that's been so helpful to people and so inspiring. And I thank you so much. And we have only a minute left, so I'm going to have to hand over to the producer for the closing announcements. Thank you so much, White Eagle. And please, please get better very, very soon, and we'll all send you healing.
Oh, I'm rocking right now. I'm just happy. Thank you.
Thank,
thank
you
for this wonderful invitation.
Oh, thank you for coming. It's been our pleasure.
And it's been our pleasure to have everybody live with us today on the 11th day of February, 2014. You've tuned in to On the Edge with Chrissy Blaze and the Whirling Rainbow Foundation. White Eagle Medicine Woman has been the honored guest, as well as Grandmother Drum has also been our honored guest because she has shown up and performed for us by the magic of pre-recorded audio, so we greatly appreciate it. And we greatly appreciate your kind attention to the following websites: www.grandmotherdrum.org, as well as www.whirlingrainbowfoundation.com, whirlingrainbow.com, where you can find out about the Whirling Rainbow Foundation. You can find out about the appearances of Grandmother Drum and White Eagle Medicine Woman, as well as how to obtain copies of the CD, Grandmother Drum, Awakening the Global Heart,
and The Journey of the Heart. Now, I say CD because that's what it looks like, but it's actually a DVD. It's a film, Awakening the Global Heart, that comes on a lovely CD, as well as Journey of the Heart, which is a 2004 award-winning song, Alaska Song of the Year contest. Very exciting information. We know the show goes into archive within 3 minutes of us hitting the stop button, so you're going to want to go back and listen to it again and again because the information is just so fantastic. Information about Chrissy Blaze is found at www.chrissyblaze.com, and information about the wonderful shows here at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. The next live show will be Wednesday, the 12th of February, 2014, at 7 p.m. Eastern. Pagan Spirit, Shamanic Life, hosted by James Stovall. All that information about the great programs here at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio are found at www.bodymindspiritradio.com.